give us a blessing and enable us to go into listening to the department, at least understanding what is going on with our reporting as far as finances are concerned. I want to welcome you officially and say we are very thankful for the opportunity of your being. We do know that whatever we want, whether we want increased budget or whatever, key for our oversight is accountability of the department. So when you bring us, you will enlighten us and widen our understanding of what questions we should be asking. So the members of the portfolio committee are here, and then we give you an opportunity to start. I think one of the members are free to speak something and continue having a breakfast while we have a working breakfast. Thank you very much. Then you can start giving us. You are very welcome. Thank you.
providers in your fault. Finally, what's very important is our interest understanding the values to the fault. Now, on the line of one aspect, program two. You will see the expenditure over the years 109 billion now. Under this program two, the grants, the social grants, grants paid by SASA to the defendant. SASA an agent for the default. The SASA's responsibility includes making sure the grant fund applies for the grant and payment of the grant from the executive. But the national reporting of this specific grant is within the financial statements of the default. It's not in the accounts of SASA. It's reflected under program two, which is default. In program 3, include the transfer payment to SASA. That's more than 6.3 billion rand. That is for the operations of SASA. Making sure the infrastructure is there, the financing is there, the infrastructure. So that's the that's program 5 has also a transfer payment to the National Development Agency of 171 million. So that's how the entities is funded in our grants account in the financial statements report. If we turn to page 3, we will now break down the audit outcome, the audit report. Now remember, the grant expenditure is reflected in program 2. And I talked about the audit report of social development, it includes grants, not for SASA. Then we have achieved a clean report for the second year. So the department did very well with the assistance of SASA managing fraud. Then we have SASA support, social action security agency. The report is unqualified, but there's two items that are highlighted in the report. It is non-compliance with legislation, the one relates to the adjustment of financial statements. We have received financial statements and through the auditing process we have identified the material misstatements in these financial statements. And that's up to judge. That's why it's unqualified, but we have to raise the non-compliance issue. Then with regard to procurement and contract management, you will see these two items in the audit report. I'll come back to the detail in those items. That's reported in the audit report and it's material non-compliance. Then the NDA is also an unqualified audit report. And if we turn to page 4, you will see the non-compliance issues with the expenditure management, also procurement and contract management with regard to supply chain procedures. Then the financial statement was also materially adjusted to the auditing process. So the financial statements that you see the 5th of May was audited. It was material adjustment and created by the NDA. That's why it's actually unqualified, but the compliance report is in the audit. Then with regard to the leave funds, these funds is not reallocated. It's mostly investment in these funds that receive the all the team orders we need. And they're also not falling under the human rights. Our compliance procedures is also very limited to the fundraising act specifically. The portfolio remains unchanged, they sustain the audit outcome. We have some significant of interest matters that are found on 2.1 page 43 in this presentation. Just to highlight, interest of matter paragraph is not indicating that something is wrong. We just want to highlight a material issue with the international statute that's correctly presented to the leader of the national statute. So this is not to say that we have a qualification of the argument. The first item that we highlight is the in the NDA, where the prior year financial information was restated using information that we obtained in this case. That was corrected in the financial statement that we have seen in front of you is a correct reference for what is happening in the NDA. That is reflected in note 18 of the NDA. Then in regard to the funds, as I've indicated, the fund is sort of normal.
Thank you. Sure. Well,
having this chair.
You can have it.
Thanks for the presentation, Ichi. You know, on the person like that chair is there. This non-compliance with the regulation, to me, is equal to corruption. And on the person like you have indicated that there is a portion that talk about access or disclaimer with findings. If we can get those findings, we'll be very happy. Chair, unfortunately, the department is not here to account. This is another issue on the problem. The norm is that as the portfolio committee member, we will receive the briefing and we will ask questions for clarity and reserve other questions for the department. This is still only the AG's office briefing us as members of parliament so that when the department presents to us in the next few minutes to come, you will have been clarified and given a report by those who actually conduct that supervision and oversight, which is the AG's office. Thank you very much. So other questions that relate to implementation will be directed to the department. They will hear themselves. Thank you.
Okay, Chino, I'll come back to keep this pandemic here because what I noticed most of the things is that they appear to account for such a very disappointing audit. Thank you, Chino.
Yes, the opportunity for one of the members now is for clarity questions to the presentation on the findings of the auditor general. But we don't have any communication that says the department did appear in front of this over, so there would be no reason for that communication so far. So can I acknowledge other hands? I acknowledge all the members.
What about the NDA? Are you saying under the NDA 18 or the issue of the
because most of the time when we do important areas, we don't spend too much on the issues of the officials, because of the HR, because it's more than proven that if we monitor the issue of capacity and skills. So I just want to take 2 years, the AG to be rather gravity. Then the thing that we raise on the issue of startup on the audit committee. So yeah. If you start from the department, the one that I said to know is called coordination one.
Yes, this is quite a comprehensive question. We better answer it before we go to Honorable Wilson, Honorable Mangulo, and Honorable Hope.
So, let's go to the first one, which is about the supply chain. I think it's not the issue of, to use the word, exemption or whatever. It's an issue of non-compliance. We have the supply chain policies issued by National Federation, especially regulations. And all the APMPs is most important. So they don't have a deviation, that's the word that was used. If they have had a deviation, they would have reported in this report that they have received the deviation. To my knowledge, they didn't receive any deviation. So they must fully comply with supply chain management. That's the Department of SASA and the APA. With regard to the compliance on the department, and I think it links to the question here also, if I can address it as part of this answer, we have identified material non-compliance in SASA and in the EA. And that's that two in the top circle that state of work findings, that's SASA and in the EA. So it's material findings for us. So after we have created, in terms of our responsibility, we feel so material, we must include it in the audit form. With regard to the department, there is findings on supply chain management, but it's not so material. We have to highlight that specifically. And it's not of a magnitude that it will affect the leader of the financial statements. There is an increase on SASA. You will see that specific block you will see is the increase in supply chain issues. If you also look on page 68, you will see they explain that specific increase to the project we consumed, that they didn't get income approvals for the venues coming out. There is other supply chain issues with regard to advertising and government tender bulletin. Then with regard to two cases that's been investigated, that's the third paragraph in that specific item, it's with regard to the risk consultant that they've appointed, as well as the forensic auditor that will assist them with regard to grants investigations. So there is an increase with regard to SASA. India is more or less similar, but it's still a concern for us. So there is also specific items. On the NDA, it's indicated in the financial statements, specific on the page where they disclose the NDA expenditure. Just give that page number for you. It's on page 110 of the NDA. So there is the NDA expenditure in the NDA. An increase from 9 million to an average of 14 million. So with regard to these two entities, there is following that also you can see in the financial statements 49 million in regular expenditure. But remember that the department's budget is massive with regard to this. Corruption. The question was asked with regard to non-compliance. Now what we do with regard to non-compliance, we audit the irregular expenditure. We take the policies to the department, see if comply. If we identify non-compliance, we are reporting to the department, SASA and NDA. Then we say, well, we don't investigate. If they have investigated, if they feel there is non-compliance, it's reported in their financial statements. So I can't now tell you it's corruption, that the department must give you the feedback, they must give you the information that they deliver the investigation. Then with regard to the paragraph of the interview, you will see there's a line of condonement. That's after the investigation. Is that individual that executed that process, he or she guilty or not? Must that be recovered from them or not? But not. That's part of that condonement process. Then with regard to the Halton Department,
but can I remind members that we are left with less than 10 million before the department starts? And secondly, if one of the members did look into the annual report, because the detail that confirms the final finding is really detailed. Some questions are being answered in the... I hope all members brought their annual report, because if the environment is regular, it appears very clearly there. So if members should actually bring this along, and because this report also refers in pages in the annual report. So I am not going to be generous with time, because the department is already working and that's where it's very conditional, where we're supposed to be interrogating. Can you allow me, do you still have some answers? Okay, sure.
We might be on this specific item in the expenditure of the principal responsibility in those if we might do. And then put action in place. So that must be the questions, if you have questions on the regulatory state of the department. Then with regard to the question on the health of the department, I think it was the last question. If we look at that slide there, the department has achieved a clean word. So overall, when we use the word in general, are satisfied with the department. It's not to say there's not findings, but it's not of a material nature. You will see, to be clean, the financial statements must be unqualified. The predetermined objectives must be without findings, material findings, and then the non-compliance must be without findings in the audit report. And that means that the chief is the department. Okay? And the full relief fund, that's the number 5 you will see on the compliance side. So your department is clean with these 4 non-active funds. But SASA and NDA is not clean. They are unqualified with findings. I think that will more address the severity of the issues in the report. Then with regard to the vacancies, there was a question on vacancies. Why we have highlighted, we have issues, but it's not significant to us. What's significant is the item. And it's also an item that I want to bring to the reader's attention. Because if you go through the statements of SASA, you will be concerned if you see a vacancy rate of 53%. Okay. That's not the real vacancy rate, that's what I'm trying to indicate to you. So vacancy rate represents the health establishment and what the action is required.
Yeah.
And remember that we also now have the action plan looking at the strategy. What do SASA really require? And they're starting to fill that specific position. So you could ask the question, say, what's the process regarding the vacancy rate in SASA, and they must be able to address this issue. And with regard to program 1, Russell Cost was selection. We selected program 2, that's the material program, 199 billion, as well as program 5, but to service delivery. So we didn't always the program we want administration. But with regard to the personnel, the looking at the department, if you look at the dashboard, the items that we've seen here, the department is mostly green. But with regard to SASA, the indicator, on a senior manager level, we have issues with regard to administration. And that was highlighted. And the policies is not being always in place, the policies is not monitored, the consequence management must be put in place. So that's the items to be specific items. The governance structure, the item I raised with regard to SASA, it was, I didn't have the previous year to go into the audit report of the previous year, a 3-year running plan for internal audit. That's addressed, that specific item. But we have a vacancy, the head of internal audit has not been appointed in SASA, the guy passed away last year. So that position is vacant. The audit committees, in terms of my evaluation as the external auditor from the national aspect, I'm being satisfied with them. That's the audit committee of the department, SASA, and India. The funds is falling under the department's audit committee. So they're performing, they're addressing the issues.
If you look at the audit report, it's quite important. If you look at the pages that we refer to in our audit report, you will
what we do is we actually read the proofs, what we call, before the annual report actually gets published. They give us the draft that comes from the publisher, and that's where we check that the audit report that's in there is actually the audit report that we've issued. And we then give them the proof signature. Nowadays, we all find auditor general. If you've been around for a while, you might have noticed about 10 years back, I think we were assigned our individual name, but it's actually all done on behalf of the auditor general. So that's why it's done. So we actually use the proof signature, and therefore we check that that report that is in there is indeed our report. We also at that point in time again verify that the financial statement is the set of financial statements that we've actually audited. When we pick up these problems, we would immediately highlight it to the accounting officer, and we would require the accounting officer to fix it before it gets published. Sometimes they do not. In that case, we will actually require the accounting officer to issue the reports, and that will then be issued later. I think with regard to the performance audit, Pierre highlighted that there was a performance audit, a transversal performance audit done on government readiness to report on performance information. Social development was included as part of that audit, and that report will most probably be tabled later in this year. Other than that, there was no specific performance audit done on this department. Those focused performance audits are done on a very selective basis, so it's not to say that every year there will be any specific performance audit done. And then just want to clarify for you that one entity that you picked up there in the annual report, how it fits in with the bigger department. Yeah, you will explain to you. Thank you.
If you talk about the potential draft authority, you don't have to say the financial statements. It's a council uses a board. It's like a board or advisory committee supporting social development. So you didn't find financial statements or where's the report. It's actually not the public agency, it's the board advisory.
Thank you very much for participating in what I remember in briefing by the Auditor General's office to ensure that this is the side of the story. And the annual reports that are with us are the basis upon which actually the assessment and evaluation has been conducted. And it has given this indication that overall we can say this is the health status of our department insofar as finances are concerned. And then with that, I must thank you for participating. Also to thank the Office of the Auditor General for the ongoing support. And if there are matters we don't understand, in order to strengthen our oversight, we call on the office, then you can take us through on matters where we're not very clear how we should effect our role as in oversight. We are also quite aware that while we're doing this exercise here in the corridors of Parliament, we have an obligation to sometimes go out to provinces and specific wards where it is said the programs are being driven and find out if there has been an impact on any intervention we have been able to. So we thank you very much for this support, and we will then allow you to leave and allow the department to come and make the presentation. Thank you very much. Honourable members, you can stretch your legs while the Auditor General is leaving so that we usher in the department.
Thank you.
To the departmental activities. in our country. We also have our guests who are very welcome in this important session. And I don't want to make a mistake of looking in that change and refer to officials as guests, because we've provided you a fixed insight so that we can see who is who. At the same time, I really welcome you, Honorable Minister, Honorable Bashar Benjamin, and the DG and the entire department. For all the activities that we engage in, there is time when we sit together under one roof and willingly and with all the political movements seek to interact with the work we have been doing. This is a very interesting exercise where we all say we show in our place for correction and for engagement. You will take us through your presentation, and we have had a very good session with the Auditor General's office, in which case we have been given part of the health and diagnosis of the department. Then we are going to now go to the actual patient and say how healthy you are. The Honourable Member is here, and I also want to put forward an apology for Honourable Gopal and Tiloji and Panda members. They have got very valid reasons for not being present today, with Mama Kovane having the child that is not well. And we honestly wish a speedy recovery for the child of South Africa or daughter of South Africa. Other members are here. They have been welcomed when they were going to interact with the brief from the Auditor General's office. We still have Mr. Van Steven remaining with us for a while. He is really indeed welcome. You are welcome, sir. You can stay as long as time allows you to do so. I will then say you are already welcome. You have been part of this family, Honorable Members, when we were getting the brief. We are now going to deal with the presentation, and the Honourable Minister will definitely brief us how they are going to conduct their processes this morning, and to whose effect that remains the function of the presenters themselves, as led by our Honourable Minister. Thank you very much. I therefore take this opportunity to allow the department to take the floor and take that through. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, and good morning to the Honourable Members of Parliament, the Office of the AG. What the DG is going to give us his opening remarks, and then from there, Saban from Monitoring and Evaluation will give us a rundown of the activities of the department, including the other state organs that we work with, and then the CFO will also give us our financial statement. I must say that we are happy that a statement has been delivered to the committee, because we've been waiting for that, So we did not want to talk about it before it presented to the committee. And then thereafter, the CEO of SAFA will take over, give a remark, and then the CFO will give us a rundown. And then from there, we're going to respond to questions. We've brought a number of senior officials from the social development side, DDG, and we also want to say that as part of integration, we have created a smaller branch of people with disabilities because it came with a full complement. So the Department of Public Administration has temporarily given us permission to have that branch, but they are saying we must work towards ensuring that we have one welfare services branch. So that is why the journey is here, and other CDGs, as well as SASA has also brought a very senior manager from the side of SASA, also at the CDG level, as well as chief director level. So we are ready to respond to questions, and if we think our responses are not enough, we are going to make sure that we have a follow-up response, because we know we can't respond to everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Minister. Good morning, Honourable Chairperson, Honourable members of the committee, AG, colleagues. The presentation, I'm not going to take much time. The presentation is, let me start by saying we are pleased to present the annual report for the year ended 31st March 2014, which has been tabled by the Minister in Parliament on the 30th of September as required by law. The annual report itself presents the performance information for the department for the financial year ended 31st March 2014, which has been also audited by the Auditor General, and therefore also incorporate the annual financial statement. You will also notice that in the annual report there are four other reports for the relief fund that were also audited, plus annexes that give detailed information. The presentation therefore will not cover a lot of details in the annual report itself, but it's in five parts. The first part will just be the overview on the contextual and situational analysis, and then it gets into the detailed program performance on part D, which will also highlight the achievements and also indicate what challenges were experienced. Part C will then deal with international obligations and summarize the report itself, and we will then have a summary on the legislative program, and then lastly the finance, financial performance, which also is an area that both the internal audit committee will have a small report commenting on the key controls and the control environment in the department and their opinion on it, as well as the Auditor General who has expressed satisfaction with the performance of the department in general. Earlier there might be some housekeeping issues that still need to be attended to, but overall his opinion is that the department has expended the public pay as expected by the Public Finance Management Act, read with or in conjunction with the related practices that will improve your treasury regulation. So with those few remarks, I will then hand over to Mr. Mutelli to take us through whatever.
Thank you, Dr. Chairman, Minister of Social Development, very good morning to the Honorable Chairperson and the Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee and the Committee. I'm here to present the presentation in the Senate to the Portfolio Committee, the DFT Social Development Annual Performance for the previous financial year, which is our annual report. And I'll be presenting Party Action Party and my colleague. Therefore, the executive of APEL will then present the last part which will be covered in the presentation. DG has outlined exactly how the presentation is, how the structure, because Part A is a special program, and then Part B, as I indicated, which will be presented by my colleague, Mr. Adam. The purpose of the presentation is to inform the portfolio committee in terms of the department performance of the predetermined objectives for the previous financial year, which is 2018-14, and then present the status of the expenditure of the department of the financial year as they take place in March 2014. Part A, in terms of the overview, we have a vision and mission, which has not changed. I'm sure the portfolio committee members are familiar, but the vision is to do a caring and integrated infrastructure development services. The facilitate community development and improve the quality of life. The mission is to ensure the provision of comprehensive social services, which protect the core vulnerability to the problem of the social and prostitution and subsequent discrimination, create an environment for sustainable development, and deliver integrated, sustainable, and quality services. It matters in partnership with all those committed to building a caring society together. The general review, we had five strategic objectives which have been identified and committed, and this includes expanding child and trade services. This is done through the individual programs to promote international development, common master service, provision of food and to poor households. This is done through a food for all development program, and to provide protection and promotion of the rights of other persons and so that people in disability. These are five strategic priorities that we had identified in the review. And we want to say as well in the slide we are presenting the extent to which the Department of Social Development has to contribute towards development outcomes. And members, as you know, this includes the two additional outcomes, which is outcomes 18 and 14, and we know we are taking a lead to validate the outcomes 18. But we are highlighting here some of the outcomes, the 12 outcomes we should have contributed to the department, and we've highlighted some of those. The five programs of the department is one, the program one, which is administration, which provides strategic leadership, management, and support services to the department. And as the portfolio committee members requested in our previous presentations in terms of the previous courses that we present in the program one, we are also this time going to present program one in terms of how we perform, we work for program two, program three, four, and five, which is social policy. I'll now be moving to the section B, but I think before we move directly to how we performed in terms of specific programs, I think it's quite important that you provide the context in which we provide our services so that you understand the extent to which we are performing or we are not performing well as a department. And I think the popular committee members and certainly will appreciate the fact that as a social development sector, we deliver our services in an environment that is marked or blocked by high levels of unemployment, poverty, as well as inequality, as the social challenges confronting the social development. And some of the recent policy development, they've indicated that the social development program remains without making more significant poverty alleviation program, and that is that has been carried out by the FSA, including ourselves, the 15 years ago, as I just said, that the social security or social assistance program is the most important driver of the decline in poverty and significant impact in reducing the poverty, the distribution of income, as well as reducing inequality. And this has also been confirmed in terms of how, in particular, the charter program contributes directly to the attainment of the Millennium Development Goal, especially goal number one, which is eradication of extreme poverty and hunger. We have also, as part of our programs, we recently launched the project which is called Project Mekong, which is a basically for improvement intervention that focuses on the 1,100 poor wards in the 23 county districts as part of the partner. And this project was implemented successfully in all provinces, and immediate interventions have been provided in some of the areas visited. And this is a comprehensive territory improvement plan, and it's been developed in collaboration with the University of KwaZulu-Natal, which has become our partner in terms of providing us some technical assistance for us to understand issues and come up with a definitive plan. Also, to highlight that we've been providing our services, and as part of the fight against gender-based violence, we have launched a common center for victims of gender-based violence, which operates 24 hours, and it's not free. Which is up and 42 social accounts and for private social workers. And also it's important finally to state that the social development delivers its benefits in although we are largely responsible as a social development for policy formulation, we also render some of the services directly and the classical role of that in the registration of NGOs. And as we deliver our services as well, we work with other institutions within and outside government, and these will include like the Department of Education, Labour, Justice, Health and Product Development. And in some of the areas where we collaborate, we include cultural issues that are affecting children, HIV, AIDS, for the parents, and so forth. And given that collaborative nature, sometimes, and the interdependent nature of our collaboration, sometimes we, for these institutions to meet their targets, and it's inherent that at times they may not be able to assist us in delivering in terms of our complement. And this is a company-wide integration challenge. Now, moving directly to how we performed the program, I'll start with program one, which is administration. And we, as Minister has said, we also going to present our international obligation. So we are deliberately moved the international relations element between program one, or going forward within program one, to move it to how the report is structured, that is moving into section D of the report. Program one, I'll be looking at few of some of the problems that we have. One is with regard to stakeholder management. We had an undertaker to form and establish partnerships with stakeholders in support of DFD initiatives, and I can highlight the fact that the department in the brought under review successfully offered mainly two summits during this reporting period, and those summits are the DFD controversial summit as well as the interim summit that we offered by the end of the previous financial year. Also, the department is facilitated and handed over some of the projects such as the houses. There has been focus or facilitated the sponsorship by the Armenian Foundation, which has been the Zoom Clan and Bobana Group. On M&E, we have met our target. One was to produce social profile of Bobana Group, and this has been provided and produced. We have developed a material evolution strategy, which is being implemented, and this is in line with the government-wide evaluation plan of this, headed by the Department of Development Management Evaluation. On strategy and development, in strategy development and business, we had another effort to implement 9 DMT customer service empowerment program, and this has been attained and is a part of the ministerial program. We are committed to provide training to 200 women in business management, and here we provided training to 585. These women were trained in business management and lastly in the three provinces which are SMK, Northern Cape, as well as KwaZulu-Natal. On letter services, we have met our target as we have able to implement the contact management system. In other communication, we have two main targets, and it's all about the reaching out our users. We have the target to reach 5,000 people via the website and other social media. And here we have overachieved more than that is the reason people were rich, and we provide a breakdown in terms of what communication social media that we use is in both Facebook, Twitter, as well as through electronic newspapers. We have committed to we are committed to organize 55 participation events for both the minister as well as the deputy minister. And under this, we conducted 89 evidence-based public participation programs. And in this, we were able to reach on more than 120 people through this 89 evidence-based public participation. Moving to program two, which is comprehensive social security. Here we look at social assistance, this is in relation to the grant. It appears that we have met all our targets, and I'm sure when our colleagues from SASA make the presentation, we'll provide more details to explain where we have overachieved or where there seems to be less achievement. This also relates to the grant, which is on slide 20, I'm sure members are following. We are still on the grant, and then now we move to the program 3. With the Social Security Police Administration, we had a few targets here. One was to produce two oversight reports on adherence to the standard for social assistance program, and two reports indeed were produced. And also we had a target to complete a discussion paper on implementation, universalization of the old age grant, and this was done. And this was done after a series of consultations with internal stakeholders. Also, the third target under Program 3 was to educate 50% of appeals within the 90 days of receipt. And here, we did not 50%, but instead it was 48.7%, which is almost like 49% of appeals that we were able to process or adjudicate within the 90 days of receipt. We had a target to implement in the federal appeals business information system, and this has been completed by the end of the financial year. Now moving to Program 4, which is welfare services. Our South Africa program on service standards and service provider management support. We had three targets under this, which was to review the implementation of the white paper. And this has been conducted, chaplain and the honorable members. And consultation has been made, especially in Northern Cape and Gauteng, by senior managers from ARC, DNC, SASA, as well as NDA, and other NGO sector. We also expected to monitor implementation of generic intervention processes in the provinces, and this has been this was monitored in all of the provinces, and where we have a commitment to our 800 scholarships, which when we said the package, we were hoping to reach about 5,550 scholarships that have been awarded, and here we have overachieved 997 new scholarships were awarded for the 2018 academic year. We aim to increase the total to 5,747 scholarships that have been awarded. Also, on the service standards, we had started to monitor implementation of police and financial awards, and this was completed. The workshops were held with professional coordinators on the process. On progress made in implementing the public, the police on financial awards and reports that we have to GST. Moving to the services to other persons, we had a package to access 108 residential care facilities, and we were able to access 109 by the end of the financial year in terms of their compliance with the normal standards. A draft other person amendment bill has been developed by the end of the financial year. On people with disabilities, the draft bill on social services on people with disabilities has been developed, and a baseline disability policy has been approved by the Head of Social Development. On development of non-standard residential facilities, we've been able to draft these non-standards for residential facilities, especially for those for people with disabilities. Moving to services to children, we had a target to develop a DCT policy, and I'm sure colleagues will appreciate, as has been reported, that a DCT policy has been developed. And also, in addition, a comprehensive DCT program was developed by the end of the financial year. We also had a target to build human resource capacity in the disability sector. Special plans were wanted to be in the 5 provinces, so 4 provinces did not submit their special plan. And the one that was in the Department of Social Development from Mpumalanga, the Bofo, Gauteng, Northern Cape, as well as Northern Province. We had a target as well to continue, you know, recall that in the other financial year 2018, we already started with the pilot in terms of audit of ECD facilities, and by the end of that year, it was about over 6,000 facilities that were ECD facilities that were audited, and in further under review, we continued with the rollout, and by the end of the financial year, we checked out the 12,987 ECD facilities were audited, which brings the total to about 19,023 facilities that we have audited throughout the country. Also, on services to children, we have a target to increase the number of children adopted by 10%, and this target was reached. Also, we were able to implement the implementation of foster care process plan was monitored in all the provinces. We have also achieved by making sure that we approve the guidelines for the registration of drop-in centers by the Still other children, we are expected to monitor implementation in all 9 provinces, especially with regards to the child and care centers in all 9 provinces. So we monitor the implementation of transformation plan regarding this. When it comes to screening of employees, the ability of employees to work with children, we had a target to screen 80,000 employees, and by the end of the financial year, we had screened 41,441 employees that were screened with children, working employees with children were screened against the child protection registry capacity, and 227 that were found to be unsuitable. And the must indicate that the 227 is up to today, up to the second quarter of the current financial year, but by the end of the 2014 financial year, it was about 180 families that were found to be unsuitable. But we could provide more details during the questions. We also finalized the draft amendment bill of the phase one of the Children's Act. We have also implemented monitored implementation of the PPD in all the provinces. Moving to the services to families, with the target to build stakeholder capacity to provide support families, and in all provinces this was done. As an achievement, we also had the target to build capacity for fatherhood, such as a collective quality of children's program, and this was done, but with coming to the paradigm of the classroom's capacity on active quality for children's program, but on fatherhood, such as we were able to do that in all the provinces. On social crime prevention, we had a target to provide training on 53 panel members on the policy framework for the accreditation of diversion services. Here, we were able to provide the training only on the 59, as 4 of the appointed members dropped out before the training took place. We had a target to provide capacity to announce in 24 of the social crime prevention programs. And here was we had achieved this target fully as part of the 59 stakeholders. We have detected the whole social crime prevention program, where we had a target to monitor the implementation of the social crime prevention strategy action plan. This was monitored in all the provinces and all the provinces had implementation plan by the end of the financial year. Moving to victim empowerment, we had a target to monitor the draft bill of victim empowerment support services. And this was finalized by the end of the financial year. We also had a target to provide immediate intercepted collaborative services intervention in respect to gender-based violence incidents on a 24-hour basis. And we had initiated during the contextual analysis, a call center from the command center was launched, and a toll-free line as well has been advertised in coordination and community review. We also had a target to finalize the policy framework. The initial policy framework for the accreditation of organizations providing anti-human trafficking services has been finalized during the period of review. We also have a target to develop an interpretive process empowerment program, and this was developed with the Kata Department and the National Civil Society Organization. Moving to substance abuse, still under Program 4, where the target is to monitor implementation of a program of action by National Department, and this was done. We also had a target to cover 720 stakeholders, and here we have achieved 458 stakeholders in 9 provinces have been capacitated on how to implement the Act and recognition. We also had a target to review and monitor implementation of the National Drug Master Plan 2018-2017, and this has been approved by Cabinet, as you will remember, by June 2018, and subsequently 8 provinces. 8 provinces except Western Cape and one Shah Department, which is the Department of Transport, were capacitated in terms of implementation of the National Transport Plan. Moving to services to youth, we here seem to have overachieved our target as we are able to reach more young people than we have planned because of, I think this leads to the number of as I indicated, the outreach program that we were able to conduct as a department. So remember, under communication, we said we were targeted to only hold 16 public events, but instead it was 89. So as a result, we were able to reach as many people as possible. So this is demonstrated as well on the services to youth, where we had a target to conduct 3,000, to reach 3,000 youth participating in dialogues. And this is throughout the all other programs, modernization program. We reach more young people. We also provided, we are able to reach more young people that are participating in student development programs. And this program included entrepreneurship, computer skills, vocational training, just to mention a few. And finally, where we wanted to have 1,000 young people participating or attending leadership camps, we indeed met fully the target as 1,128 participants attending our national youth camp during the government. Moving to HIV/AIDS services, still under Program 4, is still considered as well with our outreach program, where we wanted to reach 500,000 young people through social and behavioral change program. And here we have fully met our target, and also we were able to train 500,000 organizations to train them on how to implement social and behavior change programs. We also were able to reach to conduct digital community conversation and actually facilitated by the end of the financial year. We also had the target to have 1,200 community based organizations in accordance with the community based initiatives. And 1,255 organizations have been able to meet the initial target through the community-based information management system. We also, under periodic review, were able to fully match our target to provide training on HIV and AIDS management programs. And here, we made 2 officers to train on HIV and AIDS management in all 4 questions and encounter. In addition to that, 24 professional and business officers will change as well on TB management as a core infection with HIV. On the target to provide positive review of the National Action Plan for Children Affected by HIV/AIDS, the report has been produced to that effect on children that are affected by HIV/AIDS. We will also finalize the report, the evaluation report on home care based care program, home community care based. On the target program 5, now we're moving to the last program, which is program 5, where the target is to develop and review one social policy in collaboration with the relevant directorate and the social development sector community development policy was developed and submitted to stakeholders for review. We had also a target to develop and implement 4 policy briefs and 4 policy briefs to that extent where developed. For example, there are 2 that are highlighted here. One is a discussion on the partnership between the department and is a very good job opportunity created. We also decided to facilitate the provision of this accredited year in the Tunan community web program site, and this was provided at 15 community web program sites. We also had a target on population and policy promotion in an appropriate fact to conduct in advocacy workshops and instead it was 15 advocacy workshops or programs as we had in all the provinces with an exception of the Northern Cape, and we provide details here with information at this event. We also had fully met all the other targets on population and policy promotion. For example, with regards to providing training on integrated population factors, it was done. There are 294 people were trained. Also, where we wanted to build capacity sessions, we conducted on integrating population factors into development plans. We have also had a systematic research report that we produced under the review and the review process on policy class 15. I think we're mainly interested in the review process. Still under Program 5 relating to non-profit organizations, in terms of registration and monitoring of non-profit organizations, we have a target to process 90% of applications of non-profit organizations within 2 months of receipt, and we have fully met our target at 96% of applications are processed within 2 months of each of those applications. We have also provided a package to train 2,100 MPOs on government compliance with the MPO Act, and we have fully met our target at 2,067 MPOs were trained. We have also trained more provincial officials on government and compliance with MPO, where we have a package to provide only 300 but we are able to reach them implementing officials. Moving to community development, we had a target, an annual target to train the community development practitioners, and here in 2059 that we were trained by end of the financial year. Well, we had targeted to train for the community-based organization. We fully met the target, and when it comes to profiling of households, we had target to only profile 300,000 households, and here we overachieved almost double the number of our target of households we profile, and this relates as well as indicated to the expanding number of public participation that we were able to do, and part of that includes the profiling of households to communities that we can visit. We had a target to reach 200 wards. And only 148 words were reached through consumer mobilization programs. Finally, we had another package to develop the development program plan for 23 priority districts, and we also had another package to promote equitable access to food by 300,000 households, and here it's only 122,012 households accessible through the food security program. Where we are targeted to ensure that 700,000 people are accessing food through food banks, we have not fully met this target, and only 346,000 people were accessing food through food banks by the end of the financial year 2023. I'm now going to move Honourable Chair to Part C, which is international obligation. In support of South Africa's foreign policy goals, DRC plays an active role in promoting the country's social development agenda internationally. And the department is an active member of the African Union, the South African Development Community, the UN structure, which includes, among others, the UN Commission on the Status of Women. And during the reporting period, DRC participated in the International Aid Conference. For example, the UN Commission on the Status of Women and the International Ministerial Conference on Evidence for Action. Also, the department participated in several international events, which include, among others, the 46th session of the UN Commission on Population and Development, which is the UNCDP, the African Cooperation Commission, as well as the African Union. Also, the department finalized 3 agreements with Benin, Lesotho, as well as Namibia, and the department also facilitated technical exchanges with Zimbabwe, Vietnam, Ghana, Botswana, Namibia, and other countries. And all these initiatives provide a platform for sharing social development experiences and provide us with the opportunity to help create a better part of Africa, a better Africa, and a better world. Now I will come to providing a summary on how we performed as a department and start to provide some challenges. What we have done here, Honorable Chair and members of the Buffalo Committee, is to provide a retrospective picture in terms of how we performed as a department in the previous 3 financial years. And I'm sure you know that there has been some improvement without qualifying as a significant amount, but in terms of how as a department we've made our annual targets. You will know that in the last in the financial year 2011-2012, we only met 54% of our annual targets and we did not meet 46. And in the previous financial, the other financial year, which is 2012-2013, there was an improvement in the number of targets that we met, and we were able to meet 62%. And in the period under review, which is the work that we are presenting, we have met 59% of our annual target and 81% of the targets we did not meet. But I'm not having to say that, Chairperson, that it's important for us to know that the even though that we did not meet 81% of our target, but some of these targets include those that were partially met. But when we look at the annual performance, all that was not met, all that we could not meet becomes correct or is considered unmet, because you can't say you have partially met or not. But I can just indicate that of the 81% that we did not meet, it's about 25% that we partially met. So the good news is about 6% of the target that we did not meet completely. In terms of the performance trends, it explains that there's been an improvement in the number of targets that we have met as compared to the other 2 financial years. As the period under review, we met 39% of the targets that we have met. Of course, there are challenges that confront our department that we have been observing as a conservative trend in terms of these are some of the constant challenges. I'll just highlight by just a few, for example, in matters to come to a package of support. We do set targets in terms of the number of management meetings that you want to have by end of the financial year, and the consistency the target is not met or has not been met consistently, as some of the targets or some of the meetings are not yet to be postponed or are yet to be canceled. On international relations, the target for signing bilateral or some of the bilateral agreements could not be achieved due to the delays, especially related to diplomatic processes. When it comes to office accommodation, we've been having a target to conduct a visibility study on shared offices or people who call it the offices that will be shared with the department and our entities, which is FAFSA, as well as the National Development Agency. And this has not been completed, and currently options for individual accommodation are being explored in collaboration with the Department of Public Works. When it comes to policy development, at times we find ourselves having some delays in terms of analyzing some of the acts here in the case of give example of the 2, which is the NPO Act, because we are still conducting with this act, but also the Committee Development of Operational Framework was not approved due to excessive conversation with both the FINSA as well as the Department of Higher Education and Training. Now, on part A, before I hand over to my colleague, Mr. Abel, is relating to the legislative program, and I must indicate that there were no bills that were submitted to Parliament during the program review. I will thank you, Honorable Chair and Member, and now hand over to my colleague, Mr. Clifford Abel, to provide the finance, which is the part C of the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Michelin, for your report. human nature requires that where somebody performs his duty, we need to say that. In preservation, not the content of honorable members, he's been very articulate, ensuring that we as members that are going to ask questions, we are taken through the process. And I do also think you were very confident. You were not reading the cut and paste. You already said this, Honorable Minister. So when it is done properly, we must also say that. Yes, I think I could follow with my little school and mind that to follow your sequence throughout. And if I were to ask questions, I would do that very well. I also want to make something that I've been worried about clear, that the problem in the country has got 9 provinces on other communities. This department has increased crossing the country in a manner that if a particular project is conducted, it will be routed in Bongo and another province. But if another program comes in, it will go to those provinces which were not affected by the other program. Your training women on business, focusing on Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, but presentation of other programs, which was the Bongo, Gauteng, and Mpumalanga. So this, for us as people who are engaged in this oversight, we want to be able to say to our people out there, all provinces are equal. Their challenges, of course, are different and unique. But the department can't be in all the 9 provinces at a go. But the inclusion, I wanted to make that because it's got a political method in so far as the department having to deliver to the 9 provinces. Then we will take care the next presentation as ordered by the political champion, our minister, that now this was having that. These are the targets that were met and those which were not met. So ours now is to listen to the part that is very important. Finance in that execution of those projects that have been set in front of us. So you can get on to it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosalie. Thank you, my mom, for listening, and thank you, Mr. Chapo, for being here with us. great thing to embrace contribution, okay? We've got a whole, we've got a serious issue at the moment with God's vacancy rate. So how can we be at, surely when we do a budget and we do a financial report at the beginning of the year, we budget according to our organic rate. And then when you've got a vacancy rate at the end of the year, you should then have an understanding of those vacancies are not full. And yet you are declaring 100% declaration on your employee costs, if I can have clarity on that.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I'm a minister in the hospital. I first want to say thank you for the presentation and also the minister for achieving the 89% evidence-based progress in reaching so many people. I think this is now having been involved in the young ministers in the area in the problem of the And I'd like to know how you reach areas where it's not acceptable with the social media. There's also a target that's overachieved by many people with rural areas that don't have the availability of Facebook and the other social media. In program 4, the substance of youth, what is the reason for which you take not make the mistake? And what is the implementation or what is the implication of that not being done? Because all programs for one time and for the same. Also, what is the success rate of the 16,070 young people that participate in the mobilization program? How well is the success rate when we go out there and we don't see the many youth that participate but they are still not doing what they're supposed to do? So if we train them, what is the reason if they do participate? How sustainable is the program after the youth has been trained? Is it the case where they are not being involved in substance abuse, or is the case of the issue that is an opportunity for them to participate and be mentored for other users. The EDWP on slide 38, 32,000 plus job opportunities were created. How many of these jobs are sustainable and what types of jobs are these? Because we find and see people in EDWP in the community, but sometimes they complain that they can't get any jobs, so they invite you now to say on the AR report on page 12, the cruises and wasteful expansion, what remedial action are done when you go to page 12?
Okay, so
I'm going to
take the
official, I'm not sure enough to tell. I'd like to be there and use the space. And they also cast image and tricky and so on. I think officials should take responsibility when they are involved in excellence and things like that because it's really good times. Maybe excellence is not on purpose. Then, page 23, the old purpose. Is there any in the pipeline where you will very soon see the old people's register for abuse of old persons being implemented? I think that's also outstanding. Page 121. I've noted there that it's reported on the portfolio committee recommendations, but it's very selective because it's 2013 year recommendations, and when you compare, it's not in line. What is the purpose of being selective on that in the portfolio committee? Because we have many other community that have been identified. Thank you for sharing that.
We will now allow the department to respond. So that I do only say any best of hand. Thank you. It is up to the department how they arrange who will respond to which question. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm going to be very brief, and the officials are going to respond. Firstly, on the issue of NPOs, I think we've been trying our best because they deliver almost 80% of welfare services work. And what you should understand is that there are experienced NPOs that have been accessing funds easily and from different departments. And they are new NGOs that are on the ground that have not been trained. And what we've been doing is to ask MDA to run capacity building programs for those NPOs and NGOs so that they can account properly. But secondly, we've been running road shows throughout the country so that we help NGOs to fill in forms, those that cannot fill in the forms properly, and ensure that they follow proper procedures, because you can fill in the forms but not follow norms and standards. But over and above that, when we go to provinces for Mikondo, we give ourselves time to visit some of the NGOs and NPOs. It won't be possible to visit all of them, but we visit some of them. And I think as time goes on, we are going to be supporting almost all of them. And the approach that we have taken is that it should not just be easy to cut NPOs out of the system. What we need to do is to empower them, because that is the aim having NPOs. You empower them so that they can be able to implement a program. What we are unhappy about, in as far as NPOs and NGOs are concerned, is that social workers or specialists do not stay there permanently. They get employed and look for other better opportunities. Once as the department, we give them the full amount for the payment of social workers. And we are looking at ways of ensuring that social workers get their full salary, because we want them to perform and deliver the services properly. The vacancy rate, the officials are going to respond, but what I know is that we have employed some new people in the department, though we have not filled all the vacancies, but we have employed some of the people. In as far as media is concerned, yes, we agree there are areas where there is no social network, but we also use the GPIS stations where you can reach out, if they are close to 58, you can reach out to as many communities as you can. But also through Izimbizo, we try and prioritize communities that do not access the media easily. And one other element we've brought into our system is to use community media, because there is a community media. For instance, when we are here in the Western Cape, we use Cape Talk, and you will find out that people in the rural areas do have a 12-band radio, and Cape Talk is among the 12-band radio stations within the Western Cape. And when you go to other provinces, we try and ensure that we accommodate more community radio stations and community newspapers. And we are still looking at other ways of reaching out to our people. And the issue of substance abuse in the Western Cape, I prefer that it be responded to by an official, because I don't want to be seen as being a political and taking fighting and all those things. When it comes to the programs of the young people, we are trying to introduce a new element of preventative programs. So we work with schools, run a program that focuses not on alcohol and substance abuse only. We focus on teenage pregnancy. We focus on high levels of school dropout. We focus on issues that emanate from their families and disturb them when they are at school. But also we have a different program. We assess the youth through community facilitation. We assess the youth through working with the schools and working with the youth clubs. We assess the youth through youth camps. What we have brought in the program of youth camps is that anyone who attends the youth camp has to go back to the community and start a program for young people. And as time goes on, we monitor them. Our monitoring is still not stopped when it comes to the progress of the youth, but we're going to try and strengthen them, because one of the things that we are trying to do is to build confidence amongst the youth and enable them to be able to face the social ills that are there at a community level, and thirdly, try and ensure that much as there are problems in their families, they don't get affected. They must continue, go to school, but also have confidence in social workers, in the police, in faith-based organizations, and all other partners, because what we're seeing is that young people don't have confidence in some of our state apparatus. And this is why last week, when we had Nelson Mandela Foundation Children's Parliament, we took children and the youth to the police station as well as the court to take them through the process. And this is part of the work that we are doing nationally. And when it comes to EPWP and sustainability, actually the social clubs that we think have a sustainable job when it comes to EPWP, because its components include home community-based care, and there will always be home community-based care. Number two, it includes youth and child care workers, which works very closely with ECD. We are also introducing the element of early childhood development. Those are some of the areas that we are dealing with. The chief director is here, he can expand, but this is one area of the EPWP that is sustainable. Not sure the DG is going to talk to that. All the persons registered, Connie is here, we will talk to that. And some of the areas where we are not clear about the implementation, thank you, Ms. Abraham. We don't want to be opportunistic. We want to do our best to the best of our ability. But we all know that when a child has done wrong, most of the time, or when she is supposed to account, she will bring forward everything that is positive and leave out those areas that are challenging. So I would prefer that we come back to the portfolio committee, look into those areas, and account on how we are going to meet the challenges and areas that were identified by previous by the previous portfolio committee. Thank you, CG.
Maybe the follow-up question, Honourable Minister. The department has said in this meeting they have trained social workers and the other employees in so far as the this management of interaction with our people. Have you, Minister, been able to identify any change in social behavior changes within the social workers? Because outside there is this concern that they are not user friendly with their clients. We would want to know whether there is probably an effect. Are these training because they were taken in response of such concerns? Are they making a better communication as far as the community are concerned? And lastly, to say, we say this because Honorable Minister has made a big strike to be amongst the rural poor of late and are affecting a big number in that particular area because it is vulnerable. People don't have employment, they have all the time to drink iwunga and other things. They just have sports where they do it because they were not going to work or school in any way. So they find it a business. So I think you needed therefore changes in the form of social workers or community workers that can cope with that. Thank you very much.
I think we accepted that social workers, most of them are overwhelmed by the challenges that we are facing at a local level. But secondly, we've also looked into our structure, the way it is done at a local level, and the norms and standards are not clear. For instance, a teacher knows what she's supposed to do when she goes to school on a weekly basis, up until the quarter. But with social workers, they are not here. So we are in the process of organizing a conference of social workers that will take place in November, at the beginning of November. It will be our first conference, where we are going to give them a report of the issues that come up when we communicate with communities. And secondly, we also want to give them an opportunity of raising their challenges, because they also do have their own challenges. And thirdly, we have consulted with other countries who have communities that are more or less similar to our communities. We have contacted with the Howard University, and the Howard University was formed to focus squarely on Black Americans. And we all know that Black Americans had at some stage problems of substance abuse, violence against women, the social ills at a community level, and all those other issues that are raised by our community. So they are going to be part of the conference because they are highly advanced when they have to respond to some of the challenges. If you look at their alcohol and substance abuse program, they are also highly sophisticated. So we want to, by the conference, we want to ensure that one, each one has a social worker. Two, we have well-trained supervisors. Three, also we must have a structure that communicates from ward to district to province, and we must find a way of also communicating with a provinces, because also provinces work with a social worker. But there are some municipalities that are big, that have enough budget, that employ their own social workers. We also don't want to compete with those social workers, because what we have seen is that social workers compete on the ground. And the role of communities when it comes to welfare services, because communities have also to play a role. They actually have to drive the programs that we implement, so that by the time we leave, they are empowered enough to deal with their challenges and link up with us where there is a need. And one other thing is accessibility. The reason we want to have one social worker per ward is that we have to be accessible, because the structural challenges that were there before have not yet been dealt with. So we have to be bold and deal with those structural challenges. Lastly, I must say that we identified that there was a challenge, and that is why at some stage we had to call back retired or veteran social workers so that they can assist us with our work. And I haven't, I think, presented all the elements of what we want to do in order to try and ensure that at least we perform like other departments. And the reason we are organizing a conference is that some of the issues that have brought some sense in the Department of Health as well as the Department of Education were ironed out through communication or dialogue between the department and the social workers that are on the ground.
Thank you very much, that's a mouthful. And it allays a lot of fear, and it's actually already taking us beyond the IMAS report. Can we then allow the department to continue? When members report a question or a matter that they think might get lost in the process, they can come in. Okay. We will not start target such that. So we will allow, if probably what you wanted to say is linking directly to what the minister said, we don't want to say come in. And Mama, what do you think?
Sorry, she is, if I may, I also put in terms of the budget, you are declaring 100% spent on remuneration of employees. And my question was, at the beginning of the year, we budget for so many employees.
So, sorry, Honourable Member, your question is going to be taken care of by the officials. That's why we are saying the officials now. This was a specific question that I asked from the minister, because it really needed a political input. So we're going to address your questions now as they stand. So.
Thank you, Chairperson and members. Let me address that question first on the vacancies. The obviously the vacancies or the vacancy rate is always a moving target. If you look at page 1 on the annual report, it was reporting 7% at the time, or that is at the end of March. We now have September sitting at about 8.something%. We have a total establishment of 783, of which 715 is filled, and then 68 are vacant. Now, what usually happens, you find there are various reasons why you do get this kind of vacancy. Natural attrition, of course, retirement, death, but it's very limited. But resignation will take a bigger part. You usually have to measure your turnover rate to necessary proposals for shifting of funds if you project saving. Because of that projected 7%, I think that it can be projected in 10%. We did in fact come to Parliament for the pyramid. I think to look at page 11 of the report, it shows that 5.5 million that was shifted from the compensation of the employees. That's a natural practice across government departments. But if you look at the amount, it's not quite significant because it shows that we have a high demand on human elements in terms of the number of people we need. I could give, if we had time, just a summary of some of the key things. We've 2014, we've managed to fill so many critical posts. I mean, recently now, it's always supposed to fill the CFO, but we had the CIO post filled. There's a number of other posts that we have filled recently, including chief director for social abuse, but there are director posts as well, the director and lower level posts, I think that's part of the information. In terms of another measure that was raised, I think it's the issue on the issue of hotels, whether officials are paying for no-show and stuff. We have three categories of expenditure that is always monitored. Firstly, the irregular expenditure, as you know, for non-compliance with the applicable legislation, especially on supply chain related matters. We do have unauthorized expenditure, which we closely monitor, but we'd be happy to care that because it's overspending on the roads or the sub element of the roads. And lastly, process and wasteful. That one we have had in the department system for a number of years now, where we have a committee that looks into each and every incident. I'll just give you two examples so that the committee can understand how we manage it. That committee recommends to the Director General either for recovery of the money we take this week or for government. That's also provided for in the legislation. We only condone when we are comfortable that the expenditure was not intended in vain. What I mean by that, there are incidents where an official comes to Cape Town and the meeting is supposed to run for 2 days, but they complete the meeting in day one, and that official has to go back to do work in the department. But in terms of hotel, even after two, if you cancel after 2 days, they still charge you for the third day. So it's something that is within the power of the employee, but the employee would not say that just for the sake of saying to avoid legal expenditure while they are urgent and they have to be accelerated. In some instances, there are urgent things officials have to go and attend to emergency cases. They are called already, they have gone to a place, maybe they have already booked a place, they have to be recalled. And in such instances, you cannot blame the official, so we usually call those that expenditure. But in terms of the act, we have to classify it as fruitless and wasteful because we did not actually sleep in the hotel. I think that's a good example of fruitless and wasteful that I wanted to do. But in cases where we find the official has been negligent or like has resulted or did not take the necessary care and steps to prevent it, we do recover that. Recommended to the issue of recovery. The other matter related to substance abuse, Ms. Nomalo will deal with, and then I'm not sure if Mr. Ramachela would like to add, but the minister has covered the EPWP jobs quite well, but I think Mr. Ramachela might have some additional information.
The
issues
relating to
SASA
or
MDA,
I think will be directed to them when we deal with SASA or NDA. So those vacancies that relate to the agencies or our partners.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I will deal with two questions. The first one is the training on the National Drug Marketing for Western Cape. I think the answer is simple, is that we could not pay suitable dates. They informed us all the dates were taken within the financial aid. However, we subsequently did the training on the 9th and 10th July, which was outside
the reporting period. That is why we say the press and what we hear. This is the same with Department of Transport at the national level, because we're sharing both provinces and national departments. In terms of the older persons register, the register is in place since April 2014, and we have been training stakeholders that are going to be sitting in data into the register. By now, we have 137 names in the register, but only one conviction. If you read the register, the register is only to have a name of those who are convicted. The 137 is people who have been reported to have abused or have been outside the hospital. So what we're doing is also amending regulations for minister's consideration to outline clearly the process on how to be in, because the Department of Justice was saying the regulations are not clear in terms of how they can be in terms of data in the register itself. I think the NGO fund in the minister directly is fund itself to say that as we fund in team workplace, we agree on the development in terms of objectives. We also have contractual agreements with AA and NGO. So the money is transferred in tranches. So before a particular tranche is transferred or released, we have to check compliance in terms of agreed contractual obligations and agreed deliverables. Hence, in some cases, money is withheld if those are not achieved. The case in hand is the understanding where we could not transfer the last tranche between the two organizations. Thank you. I just wanted to order the to the last fund or the headquarters arrangement. But I would only acknowledge on a level of course because it's a follow-up question for a level of today.
Thank you, Jason, and thank you for the clarification question. I just want to understand the difference between funding on page 105 of the annual report. When we deal with transfers to NGOs, reasons for failing to spend the funds, and it's often telling that the department is awaiting the NGO's report, which I understand now. But then I don't understand the reason that it is signing off the release of funds. What is the difference between signing the release of the funds and the NGO not complying in terms of so my question is, I don't understand what signing of the release of funds is.
Okay, do you allow this? We might have to come back to that question if the two officials are still working on it. Why don't we do something else? Because there was another question that was not answered. We still finish with the first stage, order of business. Then we will take the second stage. So these questions are the questions that you asked. Can we now take those who have not spoken on the matter
Honorable Mabillo, Honorable Hope, I would, yes, we still finish those who have not asked questions. We all have this survive, but the place is too small.
And I think that's an issue. I think before I acknowledge the question, I think that the inner presentation, that we share the presentation from the EC. And the presentation of the EC was around the department and its agency. And we know why we are using AG in this country. It might be to oversight accountability, governance, and above all, it is to deal with the companies that are concerned. I would like to welcome the presentation by the President and Madam Chairman of the Minister. The presentation of the annual report, we know in any structure, is the last thing for annual report presentation. And unfortunately, from the President, AC is over 30%. The earlier presentation of the AC is also a presentation. I don't have too much pressure on the department because the department, they are faced with challenges in terms of fairness. I don't want to sound contrary. Maybe when someone is in the challenges. So if you are not going to check up for time, that we know that we are putting a report to the committee that we are receiving from the department. We may be the new chapter from we may be the new parliamentarian president of the commission. Honorable Chris and Honorable Mabillo, we will retire in 2022. We may be the new parliament in terms of the people, but the department has taken us into confidence with the quarterly report that we have received. If one goes through the annual report, the final treatment, it tells you that you are subjected to the department. Our engagement is in the community with the department. Sending them where you are at the university of the community. That's what I'm saying. I don't know which question I can do on this quarterly report. When you come to the program, the program is one end. Then the explanation is each program, why does it change, what is it doing, why the robots are changing in others. The challenge is new for one of us. In terms of the NGOs, there is an answer that why the NGOs, some of them are changing for us. So something that is transparent, even if in the last quarter, this is the last community that we can, because it's given to us. And though the AG in his tenure, the department may be in a level stage, unqualified and qualified only on two entities. The other is under compliance, but we already keep the entity. Chairperson, I need to serve as a member of the community, employed in the community, sitting in the community, living with the constitution. I'm confident on what the mission is to do in the department before going to the relationship. We know that the department is safe. It's good for each to go and monitor any business entity. I won't say what the committee that I was teaching is in the interview. We have the committee. And when the department presents on that committee, it does not say what I'm seeing here. So it shows that minister, the leadership and the leadership of the EU can be changed on, but not only for us, but for the South African. I wanted to say to the EU, I did question the EU on the human capacity, that's my area of my interest. To say they must tell us in terms of your performance to see. And I did work there, the chairperson even said to me, you want to even take my hand. But the AG was transparent to say, I said, can you please go give up on the issue of HR? And the AG said, no, no, no.
only closing under the pandemic 98.8% overall. Because when you go to the remaining money, the reason that it is getting more control. So I'm thinking that in the exchange for my journey, that's my recommendation.
I will encourage other members to say all what they want to say so that the journey will come there. Now I've learned something. So two honorable members, we issued your team, Mrs. Mwela Wabani Dimash. Oh yes, as I said, all of the members will have to just put all your input. Yes, but precisely the reason why I made an emphasis on SASA still coming is because I don't want to confuse this house by jumping. If we're talking about the motherhood department, so social development as a department, the vacancies that have not been filled, if they are in SASA, SASA is still going to have their time, the budget to come and do. So I acknowledge Honorable Kenny, but the one said Honorable Mavilo together with the people, then we will come to you. Thank you.
Large salary, then they will be determined by the job.
evaluation by the foundation. You know why it is like that? Because if there is a job evaluation well done, then you know that there is another site, there it also comes, there's a benchmark when it comes to the amount that it's due. Then when it comes to the AG's report, you're ready to congratulate the honorable member, that's a clean order. But just as you really find it, for the recommendation of 2013, where it's only says that it should be reactivated or a legislation put into place. And it comes from 2013, when will that be done? Then when it comes to your call center, you receive the award, so we have to congratulate you on it. But I think the DG of the department can just be more specific on the award that you receive. And that's all, nothing else.
Why is it that here for another thing? I don't allow them to respond and then come to me and teach others.
cover for Namazi Kurumena, the letter was about food security and also that does this report tally with what is happening out there on the ground. I think they understand in Zulu. We actually interpret that our staff helping other members to understand how the honorable member is making an input. And is also referring to the agency report that she is not in full agreement with the report because of you can't have the main body healthy, which is the department, and the children, which is SASA and NDA. But don't you think all that you put in your cart before the horses? Because we haven't heard from the NDA and SASA. However, we keep it in circulation, your input, as far as they are concerned. I'm pretty sure they are going to convince you how best they have been delivered in a few minutes after now. And then the CEO ready to present to you, honorable member. But in any way, they must take care of your questions, other than comments and not questions. Can I say, honorable member, you can just finish the last question before I give you a last bite, so that we do away with this and go to SASA anyway. So we are really warming up for SASA. So questions are already starting to come. Can the minister assist in the negotiation with the honorable Maxine? And I don't think there's any question they want to ask for a comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We want to firstly thank members of the committee for congratulating us on our work. And say we know it's not easy, it is difficult. And sometimes when other departments go to provinces, or anyone within communities has a problem, they come to social development, and we don't say to them, no, go back, we don't have time. Number two, the reason we thought we should change our approach in as far as individuals are concerned was that 2010, 2011, we had October month celebration or showcasing the work of social development. But we found out about a number of issues from child and dependent households, issues of foster care that are not followed properly, psychosocial services, which should be actually our backbone. Alcohol and substance abuse, youth problems, poverty related problems. More particularly in areas that we've been to. For instance, the sending towns, the mining sending towns, there is a lot of poverty there. But also mining areas, there is poverty in some of them that did not accede to the mining charter. Because there is already a mining charter in South Africa, and mining companies know what they have to do. The challenges of children who would not get a birth certificate because some of our officials did not understand what you have to do if there is no birth certificate. The high rates of dropouts, teenage pregnancy, family disintegration,
went to CCG center and communicated with a co-op to mention a basket team. And then we came up with a program to go to all the areas and try and, because as if officials have to sit in there and be difficult to and not see what is going on the ground. But we had to take a decision of going down. So as to make sure if our policies were working and if we had enough capacity to deal with the challenges that we are facing on the ground. And that is why we have started with some of the program, increasing the footprint of SAFA. We have increased the number of our offices drastically, and we are going to increase and want more offices because there are areas where we would not improve an inch, but we are still improving when it comes to our progress. So we don't want to say that everything is hunky-dory. We want to say we are moving step by step. And we put ourselves time frames and phases. And sometimes we don't admit our time frames. We go back to the drawing board and see what is wrong. Because we want to improve the way we do our work. And there's been a lot of innovation. The reason we started with the call center for violence against women and children was that we thought everything was there in South Africa. And we needed to come up with new approaches. The police came with a desk of women because we thought if you give it to all the police, they won't be able to deal with it because it needs special training. And the NPA has already started with Tutuzela Center, and we also have a Kuzelela Center. But the Department of Health also has programs. But the programs we are having are responding. And we said, what would a woman or a grandmother or a woman or a young woman do at a rural area when she is attacked? We then came up with this innovation where you phone and then you talk to a social worker because we said we want the social worker to receive phones. And then if the social worker thinks the matter is difficult, the matter will be passed to a retired social worker who is highly skilled. And then because some of the issues that have to do with violence against women fall within CREC, we then said, let's train social workers in all the districts so that they make a follow-up on all the issues that have been reported here to us. But also to be acceptable, we must have a number that people must just buy. And when they pass the number, we are able to respond to them. But what is also important about this system is that you are able to see where the person is calling from in case they don't want to tell us where they are. So that is why it was called an innovative program. And we think that we should move on with it. We are working with other departments, Department of Police, justice, health. It's not our program only, but also we are chairing the interministerial committee on violence against women and children. So that is why we should also come in with this program. And then, yes, we do have a way of dealing those who don't have their own rights. There are bonuses in departments, and some don't qualify for those bonuses. And what we have tried to introduce is that you can't pay the fish for swimming. Because it has to swim on a daily basis. There must be extraordinary work that a person does. And you know, when I came to the department, I complained like you, MP, like this, because I could see that they were targeted and they were all met. And then I said, no, this is wrong. And they said, I'm minister, will be taken to the labor force. I said, okay, let's go. I'll sign. And then the following year, they submitted again. And I said, but how can this person claim this? Because these are the views of the collective. They came from a number of people. And they said, no, but you did not say that at the beginning of the year. Or mid-year, okay, I find it. Now, we have agreed, we are going to align the performance agreement to the work of the people. And on a quarterly basis, we're going to look into the work. We've also strengthened our monitoring and evaluation. And you are on Kaiwa, and we will be there with you. Because what's important for us is patriotism. That people must try and be patriotic and do their work. So we do see the gaps. It's not that we don't see the gaps. When it comes to food security, what we have been saying to communities before is that no, it's not our responsibility to provide food to poor families. We focus only on vulnerable groups, which are children, women, people with disabilities, and their caregivers. But as time went on, we saw that we can't justify some of these things. Because there are areas where there are very high levels of malnutrition. The case at hand is the case of deodorant, where there are seasonal workers. People get salaries 6 months, and then 6 months they don't get salaries. And then you find all sorts of problems because people are trying to find way of existing. Of existence, and so that is where we introduced not only deodorant, mukhobo. We also have programs there. I just mentioned a few areas I still remember. In Venya, which is a very rich area, and we're trying to work with agriculture to ensure that they have their programs. Among all the areas where it's sending a town, sending an area, and then in those areas we find out that Obaba are in the mining areas during the course of the year, and we don't know what happens when the fathers are in the mining area. Those are the areas where we've tried to ensure that we give support. And there are these, for instance, vitamin A is a challenge in South Africa. So we try and ensure that in our food security programs, there is
vitamin A. But one other thing that we are introducing smartly, there are areas where we've been supplying uniforms. And around those schools, we've tried to say to women, they must come together and try and ensure that they form cooperatives and do the uniform for the children. Every school, we don't, and it won't be easy for instance for us to sit down for me, because these officials will report me to other parties because they don't all belong to the ruling party. We don't sit and say, come members of the ruling party. We say we want women to come together, we train them, and they deal with the issues of uniforms. But again, when it comes to food security, we have motivated some to buy food from community food gardens and smallholder farmers. And we know that would not kill the big farms because the big retailers buy from the big farms. But also, if the smallholder farmers do not have what we want, we move to the big farmers because we don't want to kill farming because South Africans want to food if we triple farming. And then we have shortlisted for another prestigious award, or we are shortlisted for another prestigious award for the GPB Command Center by Africa Corps, and we already won one award for this innovation. So I think the work we are doing, for instance, community facilitation, was highly accepted by the World Bank. They even came here to South Africa because they wanted to see what we are doing. The issue of re-registration, they also came here. And countries like China, India, and others have come to see our program. So, but that does not mean that we don't have to find other new ways of reaching out to our communities, because ours is to improve our performance and not sit and enjoy the praise that we get from other countries. Thank you so much. So now, can I then say we're almost done with this presentation? If yes, I would then request that we get invited to lunch. And then when we come back, we immediately engage staff. Honorable members, tomorrow we're still meeting MDA. Friday, I don't know the days of the week. Friday, we then meeting with MDA. But we must please read. I read the report of social development of 2011-2012, 2012-2013, looked into all the recommendations up to this particular one. So I have no gap. I am able to know where you were not performing well, that you have increased achieving your targets. I've seen a lot of improvement with regards to recommendations by those past parliaments. So I've seen how much you have moved fast to increase your targets. But I can only remind you that they said the other recommendation was please put your funds according to your concrete experiential learning. When you see that your outreach to INIKOZO, community participation, instead of wanting to carry it on only on program 5, please ensure that there's budget set aside for participation. I know the culture or the tradition of finance people that they really want a complete program against a requested amount. But indeed, when you go to communities, you don't know that you're just going to bump against a family of 18 living in one room, nothing to eat that particular day. But you are being encouraged then to have that contingency plan where we say public participation, and then we can always respond to that. So with these are actually recommendations that the committee will make after considering the entire report. But really, really, I must say, we've done well this session. We expressed ourselves. We're not angry with anybody. I'm so comfortable as a chair. That this particular, we've been having very normal temperature. So let's go to the end. Not necessarily saying people must not be great, must not be asked questions, but it must not annoy us in any way. I mean, you don't get annoyed because you want to ask a question. Thank you very much for such a professional way of coping with the chair. Not this other cope. I don't want us all to go home, but this particular cope. We are invited for lunch. Let me give it to those who know how to come to me. Please help.
It depends on the channel. It might be 30 minutes, but try it turns out 1 hour.
Propose 40 minutes on the Zoom. So that
you
don't eat very fast. We have to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you. second day, all the food is delivered in the order.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ay,
Ja, wie ein Mann anfühlt, dann guck ich an. Wie ein Mann anfühlt, dann guck ich an. Wie ein Mann anfühlt, dann guck
Mama, I'm going to get a little bit of 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 a little b You don't tell us. I don't know about it. It's so excited.